Number three. Why is not justifiable cause? Why is not justifiable cause? Why you did it ain't justifiable, buddy. It's not justifiable cause. I want to know one scripture in the New Testament, or the Old Testament for that matter, where someone came to God and said, I did this and this and this and this, and I'm justified because of that, or this, or them, or it, or my mother, or my uncle, or my brother, or anybody. Why isn't justifiable cause? And we're living in a society that's gone berserk on why. Well, she's that way, her mother wasn't that great. And we have actually bred a weak society of people who have bought into it. Therefore, they have no real solutions to life. And they have all the wrong reasons for justifying where they're at, and they'll never change. That's why I wanted to come to these eight laws, these life principles, because they're absolutes. And you have to treat them as absolutes. I can't treat these eight laws as absolutes in your life. You have to. Why is not justifiable cause? What is all important in the scriptures? That's the same one. Why is not justifiable cause? Dash. What is all important in the scriptures? What you did is. No one. Look at that guy in Matthew 25. Well, Lord, I knew you were hard and you reap where you didn't sow. And I was afraid and I hid my talent. What does God say to him? Well, you know, I have done a few things that could be taken the wrong way. And I have blotted out a few people and some folks fell in deep holes that ate them up. And I did burn up Sodom and Gomorrah with fire. So you're pretty right. I understand why you hid your talent and didn't serve me. He didn't. He said, thou wicked. Oh, he says, I was a crook, was I? That's the Drummond translation. Enter not, King James. Take him away into outer darkness. There'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And take what he had and give it to the guy who was busy doing what he should do, not justifying what he wasn't going to do or why he did what he did. Why is not justifiable cause?
Right.
What is all important in the scriptures? And it's time for us Christians to get the what back in this thing. Start playing light bulb, put the what in it. It's not why you did it, it's what in the world you think you're doing. There's no excuse for that behavior. And you haven't heard me preach like that often enough.
No. Right.
But you might as well get very comfortable with it because I'm going to be.
Amen.
What you're doing is wrong.
Yeah,
and stop telling me why you did it. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Although I care very much.
Yeah. Right.
I want to hear, perhaps there's some demon we can get out of your life. Perhaps there's some curse we can lift off. Perhaps there's some iniquity we can deal with. That's why I want to hear it. But if you're telling me to justify you, go home and tell yourself in the mirror and walk away and tell yourself that you are not as ugly as you are because you're a liar.
Right.
Excuse me being so hard. Number four. That gives me number four. Why you did is no excuse for what you did. Why you did is no excuse for what you did. You say, this is pretty harsh material. It is. And you can apply it to your own life. I can't apply this to your life. Why you did is no excuse for what you did.